This is Tony from A Minute to Midnight with Mike from On Point Preparedness and John Heller in Ohio here at John Heller's place. And I just wanted to ask you guys, so we've got this minefield of information barraging us all the time. People are saying this is the truth, that's the truth, and it becomes very hard often to know exactly what the truth is. And yet here we are as Christians trying to negotiate our way through this minefield and keep our eyes on the Lord. I'm just wondering if you guys have got any ideas and, you know, thoughts to our audience to how you feel that we should be focusing and looking at everything that's going on and keeping our walk with the Lord together. And maybe I'll start with you, John, on that.
Can I yield my time to... No. Look, it's I don't focus a lot on different conspiracy theories as a general rule, just because I can never figure out which one of them I'm supposed to believe is true. Because they come at you from... And I get mail and email all the time, messages about all these different theories. I think it's important that we stay focused on the fact that God is in control of these things. I think it's okay to look at and try to understand the chaos around us, but I think it's going to be a situation where we're just not going to know exactly until we're further into this thing. We know that there are certain broad themes that are coming to pass, but I think we need to really focus on the fact that God is in control, and there are people around us that are dying and going to hell without the gospel. And so we need to kind of focus on that. So,
that's kind of where I was going. You know, we can focus so much on, and I do it, looking at things, looking at news articles on, you know, the computer, and looking at different people's ideas, and I make videos on it and go find stuff and go, oh, I've got to tell people about this and all that. But at the end of the day, if people are dying without the Lord, we can focus on other things maybe to the detriment of spreading the gospel. Because I didn't say in the Bible anywhere that I'm aware of, go and join a political party and win people in the political system, or go out there and warn people about conspiracies. It tells us to go out there and spread the gospel. I mean, so, yeah, your thoughts on that, Mike?
I'm pretty much aligned with both of you. I guess I'll just add a personal perspective, because I think when you try to engage in these conspiracies or even religious conspiracies as an element of prophecy, there can be a tendency for pride to creep in. Mm-hmm. I remember in the early years of my channel, I wouldn't even dub it a ministry at that point. I think I've only really truly been doing the Lord's work for maybe like last 2 years or so out of the maybe 4+ years I've been on YouTube. A lot of us who are part of this online Christian community, we will think that we are in part woke, you know, woke to the evils of the world and the banking system and the Rothschilds, and we know about Bill Gates and the vaccine agenda, and we know about the COVID agenda and all these things. And we can look at other Christians who are not quote-unquote woke, and we can look at them as non-discerning, even like less. Like, how do you not see these things? And we can start to develop a pride in ourselves to look at ourselves and see how woke we are and what great discernment the Lord has given us. But in all honesty, maybe I had thought about that to some degree several years back. Honestly, I wonder if Christians that are not online are in a better spot just because of all of these things infiltrating our minds that have the tendency to grab our attention and pull us away from the foundation of the gospel. So, yeah, that's just my thought. Is I see us, we need to get back to basics. We need to be fulfilling the Great Commission. We need to be staying in the Word of God and reading so that you know, we have an understanding of things, praying to God for the gifts of the Spirit, because He freely gives as long as you're asking in accordance with His will. And just not get so entangled in the world.
Yeah, because we do need to sort of know what's going on, but I suppose there's a limit to how much we should focus on it and how much we've got to realize that there are unsaved people out there that need to know the Lord, and also our own lives. You know, what are we doing? Are when we get to the end of our lives, are we going to hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant," or are we going to hear, "Well done, half well done, semi-distracted servant"? Yeah. John.
Yeah, I think that's true. I mean,
some of this stuff can be used as a stepping board, right? Like, I know,
sure,
you know, springboard yeah. off of the things, yeah. but then if you get like totally entangled with it, yeah,
which is really easy to do.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I know what it's like. You start researching something, you can spend hours and hours going down the rabbit trail of something, and you present this great thing, and a few thousand people might watch it, and you maybe help some of them, but in the scheme of things, you know, how much time do we put into it? And how
well,
much,
I think, you know? I mentioned that I said this once at a conference, so I'll quote myself, something you should never do. But I had an observation about some of the people at the conference, and I was thinking this, that a lot of times we think we've got this whole end times thing all figured out. And what happens sometimes, too, is people will research one area, and they'll become an expert in that area. And then they will take that knowledge, and they'll write a book, and they'll do speaking on it. And then they will take that knowledge and the book, and they'll turn it into a hammer. And then everything in the world becomes a nail for them to pound on with their hammer. And I think they lose perspective at that point. And I think that's a caution that we need to, that you can get too narrowly focused. You can commit error by ignoring it completely, what's going on, or becoming too rigid and focused on one particular area. So I think people just need to kind of step back and take a broader overview of what is going on. That's what I personally try to do, because I know that I could get very focused and only talk about one particular thing. I try to look at the major themes of the end times and how they all seem to be converging together now.
It's like you see that it is a jigsaw puzzle, and you see all the pieces of the jigsaw puzzle, but we can't exactly see how all the pieces are going to fit together yet. But you're aware that it's part of a jigsaw puzzle.
Right.
Really, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another thing, actually, you guys, we were mentioning before, is getting distracted by prophetic words from people, and they're just everywhere, you know, and I personally think they snowball, because you get one person that supposedly has a prophetic dream or word, and they'll bring it out, and then someone else will go, "Yeah, and God showed me this, and it ties in with your one," and someone else will go, "But I had that one too." Then it's very, you know, you get all these people putting them together, and it can become like a giant snowball. They build off each other, and so suddenly you've got this big picture of the Lord's coming back on whatever date because 10 people have had a vision of it or whatever, you know. But the thing is, if the snowball's rolling, and it doesn't matter really how big it gets, if it's actually not of God, it isn't going to, you know, do the damage at the end.
Yeah, I think that my concern with some of them is the building in of our own presuppositions and ego and that type of thing within, like, okay, this is the definitive vision. Mm. And I see people on Facebook doing this all the time, like, "The Lord is coming back in 2 weeks. I just was showing you, the Lord's coming back in 2 weeks. You know, he very, very well might. But then again, you also said last year he was coming back in the next 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So, you know, how many of those do you get to miss? And I know, listen, I know this person loves the Lord and desperately wants to be with the Lord. And so I applaud that urge, that desire in him. But you have to temper it also.
Zeal, right? Zeal without knowledge
can
be destructive.
Right. But zeal with knowledge can also be a bit destructive as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a matter of, I think we just need to kind of sometimes check ourselves and grab a little bit better perspective.
Yeah. I know just personally with the trial that I'm going through is just thinking about Job, you know, Job's friends all had a perspective of why these things were happening to him. And so in my trial, you know, I'm asking the opinions of many other people. And honestly, you know, it caused more anxiety on me than just spending time in fasting and prayer and asking the Lord to tell me, you know, that we all have a relationship with the Father. I think too frequently we're always looking to someone else. Not that we despise the body of Christ and individually that we have different gifts appointed to us and we all work together as one body. Not saying that at all. But a lot of the times I think we look at other people as more holy than ourselves and we doubt our own relationship with the Father. And we say, that man is holy. I trust him and his relationship and look at how many people are upholding his message. And it feels good because I don't trust myself and my relationship with my Creator. So what's the scripture that says the man who's doubting is like double-minded and supposes that he should receive nothing. You know, we should have confidence with our Lord and Savior that we can come directly to him with Jesus Christ as our mediator in the Holy of Holies, and that we can ask him for discernment, we can ask him for guidance, we can ask him you know, for the gifts which we are supposed to earnestly desire. Amen.
Yeah, well, that was a good little discussion. So, yeah, thanks, boys.
Yeah.
Well, it's great to have you guys here at the house and do this as a group thing instead of in lives without Zoom and all this other stuff. You know, actually face-to-face with people, that's been a real blessing.
So it's a good idea to probably give out our individual channels and websites.
Yeah.
So A Minute to Midnight is obviously mine, with Midnight spelled M-I-D-N-I-T-E. You can find aminutetomidnight.com and A Minute to Midnight on YouTube. If you just type that in, you'll find us.
Yep.
Mike?
Everyone knows On Point Preparedness, or you can see my website at onpointpreparedness.net.
And John Howler, I do it at Fellowship Bible Chapel, our YouTube channel, also fbchapel.com. But if you just go to Google and type in my name or Fellowship Bible Chapel, at least for right now, we're still there. And I also have things put up at a thing called Remnant Truth Network, rtntv.org, I think. And can never remember the URL.
Well, we can put
RTN
the links.
TV. There's also an app that you can download. And a number of us put our teachings and updates and that type of thing up there.
All right.
Sounds good.
I just wanted to reiterate, like, with the times that we're living in, I mean, you never know. I mean, well, even outside of COVID, you never know what day might be your last, or you never know what the changing times and seasons are going to yield. And so I just thank both you gentlemen that we're able to do this, because who knows? You know, a month from now.
And we don't know whether YouTube takes our channels down or whatever either. So I guess, God willing, we'll all be back with more updates in the next while.
Yeah. So it's been a pleasure.
Yeah, there's, you know, things can change pretty rapidly. As you know, we lost our pastor at Fellowship Bible Chapel a few weeks ago. And it's, you're sitting here like, you know, a month ago, I was, you know, 6 weeks ago, I was texting with him and calling him up, and then all of a sudden he's not there anymore.
Yeah.
You know, that's change quickly.
Yeah.
Change quickly.
So I just think about you, and so, you know, prayers for Pastor Mitchell's family, Supriya, and their daughter, and for their family. Also prayers for Tony, as you're going to be going back to New Zealand soon. And
hopefully, yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of uncertainty with that as well.
Totally.
So we appreciate your prayers over all three of us for our protection, and that we may continually edify the body of Christ.
Amen.
All right. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.